WABC, New York.
When you drive your car into a Texaco station, the Texaco dealer cleans the windshield, the rear window, headlight lenses, and stoplight. Notes the inflation of your tires, checks your radiator and oil. That's Circle Service. And how very important it is that the tires and glass around your car be inspected for safer driving, and that the radiator and oil receive attention, because neglect of these points may result in considerable expense as well as inconvenience on the road. Thousands of Texaco dealers all over America have pledged themselves to Circle Service your car when you stop for Fire Chief gasoline, to give you assurance of safe, pleasant, trouble-free motoring. So next time, try a Texaco dealer. And now, for your pleasure, the 45,000 Texaco dealers present His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Eddie, now that our PU picture is finished, you ought to relax. Why, you look worn out.
The picture didn't tire me out, Jimmy.
No?
I look tired because today is the 1st of December, and I've been out doing my Christmas shopping early.
Oh, really? Were the stores crowded?
Crowded? I've never seen such pushing and shoving. While I was looking at some neckties on the first floor, I got caught in a crowd of women, and the next thing I knew, I was down in the basement trying on a petticoat. I'm telling you. They not only walked on me, but they tore my clothes to shreds. First my tie came off, then one of my sleeves, then the other sleeve came off, then my shirt came off, then a cop came over and gave me a ticket for doing a striptease in public. How do you like that? How do you like that, Jimmy?
You certainly had yourself a time.
And in the toy department, a mother was holding a small boy in her arms. The kid stuck his finger in my eye, and I let out a yell, and the kid says, "Mama, get me that Popeye, it squeaks." Brother, I'm telling you something, I really had some trouble.
Well, did you finally get your shopping done?
Yes, and with my arms full of bundles, a woman said to me, "Will you push the revolving door for me, Sonny?" "Sonny," says I, "why, madam, I'm the father of five daughters." And she said, "Will you repeat that?" I says, "Repeat, not if I can help it." Jimmy, you know, yes. I've been busy all my life. Yes. I work hard. I don't get around like you do.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind if I... Well, I'd like to ask you one question.
Well, go ahead, Eddie, go ahead.
Don't think me a fool, will you, Jimmy?
Oh, go ahead, what is it?
Maybe I shouldn't ask you.
What? What is it?
Jimmy, is there a Santa Claus?
Say, Eddie, why did you have to do the Christmas shopping?
Why did I have to do it? Because
yes.
Ida buys the most useless presents of any woman I've ever known.
You're right. Last Christmas she gave me a goldfish bowl. I haven't any goldfish.
That's nothing. She gave Renard a lap dog and he hasn't got any lap.
Oh, you're so right.
And listen to this, Jimmy.
Yes?
She gave her father a wallet and he's a Republican. You know what I mean? Yeah, but James, old boy.
Yes?
If your first starring picture with Renard is what I think it will be, you'll get a real Christmas gift, believe me.
Really? Hey, here's the government man, Eddie.
Oh, hello, Mr. Brown.
Hello, Mr. Cantor. I just had a private showing of your first PU picture, and it'll have to be previewed tonight.
Tonight? What are you talking about? Why, it can't be done. It's a physical impossibility.
It must be done. I just got a whiff of that picture, and believe me, it won't keep.
Why, is it that bad?
Well, I saw it in a large room, and during the picture, all the windows tried to open themselves. The fact. Not only that, but when Renard came on the screen, four empty chairs got up and walked out.
I'm sorry, Mr. Brown. The government invested $1 million in PU pictures, and that's the picture they're going to get.
I can't understand how you shot the whole picture in 3 days.
We got a Russian director. You know how fast these Russians shoot.
I see. Well, I must be going now. I've made all arrangements for the picture to be previewed tonight at Grauman's Chinese. And I'll see you there. Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
Eddie, what are you going to do?
Well, if he insists on a preview tonight, Jimmy, we'll just simply have to go through with it.
Gee, I wish it were tonight already. You do?
My friends, this is Eddie Cantor broadcasting to you from the lobby of Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. Tonight, we are previewing the great drama, Heels Adrift, with Jack Renard and Jimmy Wallington playing the principal heels. Celebrities galore, although my friend Clark Gable won't be here tonight. He had a little trouble. Confidentially, it was a question of operating on his ears or widening the streets. Oh, now I'd like to bring to the microphone radio's greatest commentator, Volk Carter. Here he is.
Hello, everyone. PU Radio time. Volk Carter speaking. Well, the celebrities are starting to pile in here at Grauman's Chinese Theater. Yes, and among the first arrivals I see driving up in a Rolls Royce is Tracy Garbo, accompanied by Fred Allen. We shall try and get them up to the microphone.
Oh, Miss Garbo, well. Miss Garbo, I'm so glad you've come to our opening. Would you mind saying a few words over the radio?
I would like to speak over the microphone, but I do not know how.
Oh, that's right. You're not a radio star, are you?
No. Are you?
I think I go home.
Say, Cantor, you're not ignoring me, are you?
Fred Allen! Tell me, Fred, what made you come here?
Well, I figured if I came here, you might come over to my broadcast tonight. If you do, it'll be a great plug for your latest picture, Eddie.
Why, what do you mean, Fred?
Alababa goes to town hall tonight.
Yep. All right. Say, Fred, do I detect the slight odor of mothballs in that suit you're wearing?
Why, of course. You never heard of a full-dress suit without mothballs.
Listen, Fred, I know mothballs. They're okay when the suit is packed away, but when you wear it, you're supposed to take them out, see?
Well, why doesn't somebody tell me? No wonder these mothballs kept singing, "We want camphor, we want camphor."
Frederick, I think it's time to go inside. I think we have been here long enough. I think we say goodbye to Mr. Cantor. I think...
Garbo, if I could fill all those tanks with fire chief, I'd retire for life. Oh, look, ladies and gentlemen, who's coming to our preview. A year ago, she was just another onlooker in the lobby of this theater, but tonight, no brighter star will stand before this microphone. Deanna Durbin. Deanna, I've taken the liberty of arranging for you to sing George Gershwin's classic From Porgy and Bess. Deanna Durbin. Okay, Bolt.
And now we bring to the microphone the society leader well known to everyone, Mrs. Frothingham Anastasia Poshbottom. Won't you say a few words?
Why, I'd be delighted to. This is going to be a lovely evening, and I want you to know how I'm very happy to be alive and living at such a time. You know, seeing so many smiling faces makes me glad to be alive. It's so good to be living and able to appreciate the finer things in life. That is why I'm so happy to be alive.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the late Mrs. Pushbottom telling you how glad she was to be alive. Well, a most distressing incident is taking place. Some retired riveter is driving up here in what looks like an upholstered roller skate. Why, it's Jack Benny and his Maxwell.
Buck Benny rides again!
Hello again, Eddie.
Hello, Jack. Say, I'm surprised to see you got here in your Maxwell.
Now, don't keep talking about my Maxwell. It's only 22 years old.
Well, Jack, that's pretty old, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know, Eddie. You just had your 25th anniversary. You're no 1938 model yourself.
Listen, Jack, we're not previewing your Maxwell. We're previewing our first PU picture.
I'll bet my Maxwell gets a longer run.
Quiet.
Really, though, Eddie, I'm glad you invited me here tonight. I know I'll enjoy myself, only...
Only what, Jack?
Well, why didn't you make this picture in Technicolor? Everybody likes colors. For instance, I like orange. What color do you like, Eddie?
Me? Oh, I like something dark, something red.
You mean, like cherry?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. See, we're making our own Technicolor picture already.
Yes, now let's see. What goes with cherry and orange?
Why, strawberry, raspberry, lemon, and lime.
I knew that. I figured that would happen. Jack, will you do me a favor? Better take your car to the parking lot, huh?
Okay, Eddie.
All right. Jack, what happened to it?
Oh, I don't know, Eddie. I think the clutch is slipping.
Yeah, it sounds like that mountain is slipping.
If I was really Jack Benny, I'd have a good answer for that right now.
If you were really Jack Benny, you'd never get on this program. Now, friends, here's the man responsible for the world-famous Chinese theater, Sid Grauman himself.
Eddie, I've made arrangements for the stars of your picture to have their footprints put here in cement.
Oh, that's awfully nice, Sid, because here come our stars now. Why not let them make impressions of their most prominent features? Miss Fifi, Mr. Grauman here would like you to place your lips in the cement. That's your most prominent feature.
Oh, merci, monsieur.
And right here, Miss Fifi, if you please.
And here's Jimmy Wallington. Jimmy, Mr. Grauman wants an impression of your most prominent feature.
Then I'd better put my mustache in the cement.
Right here, Mr. Wallington.
Sid, you better call the whole thing off. Here comes Renard. Oh, wait. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes one of the most individual personalities in the cinema world, Katharine Hepburn. Here she is. Miss Hepburn, we are really delighted to have you here with us tonight.
My dear, dear Mr. Cantor, my heart beats with boundless energy. The sky seems clear and blue, and the little drops of sunshine pitter-patter across my heart when I hear you say that. I do so want to be happy, and I'm happy only when everybody else is happy. Rarely I am.
Miss Hepburn, I'm really a great fan of yours. I've seen nearly every one of your pictures.
Did you really? I know they were all wonderful, but which picture did you like the best?
Well, I like you in Stage Door.
And did you like my acting in Morning Glory?
Well, I thought it was wonderful, but confidentially, Miss Hepburn, I think your Little Women put you where you are.
Yes, and confidentially, Mr. Cantor.
Yes?
I think your Little Women put you where you are.
Very nice, Miss Hepburn. Very. And now I introduce the Russian who directed this picture. He's temperamental. He's crazy as a loon. I can't pronounce his name, so we'll just call him the Mad Russian. And here he is.
Out of my way. Out of my way. How do you do?
Greetings, my Russian friend.
Say, why don't you introduce me to these people like a gentleman?
Because I can't remember your name.
My name is Ribbitov, Yankitov, Nakitov.
Yeah, tell me, how do you spell it?
You don't. Rip, a yank, a knock, and it's off.
Yes, it's off and you're off, and I wish you were off and you didn't come at all.
You mean it?
Yes, I mean it.
My own man.
Pardon me, is this your hair or are you wearing a tam o' shanty?
My hair is all right. I'm having trouble with my new shoes.
You know, that's the biggest shoes I'm seeing in my life.
Blame the telephone company.
The telephone company?
Yes, I ordered my shoes by phone, and they gave me the wrong number.
Then you should take birdseed and put it in your shoe.
Why should I take birdseed and put it in my shoes?
Because you're pigeon-toed.
Stop it, stop it. I think my wife is listening in.
Why didn't you bring your wife to the preview?
I can't. My wife is out with my best friend.
Who is your best friend?
Whoever she's out with. And as soon as this preview is over, I'm going out with my next best. My sweetheart.
Why is she your next best?
You want to know?
Yes, I want to know.
Shall I tell her?
Yes, tell me. Why do you call your sweetheart your next best?
Because she next best.
Get away! With you as the director, these people can imagine what kind of a picture they're going to see tonight.
I've got successes.
Go away. You never directed a picture before in your life.
No. Did you see Mutiny on the Bounty?
Yes.
Did you see Romeo and Juliet?
Yes.
Did you see V. Billy Vinky?
Yes.
My, oh, my. You see all the pictures, don't you?
Get off the stage already. Go away. Go back to Russia.
You go back to Russia.
I don't want to go back. In Russia, the people are walking around with their tongues hanging out.
Why are they walking around with their tongues hanging out?
Because they won't tie the shoelaces.
It's very for you. It's very for you.
Get away. How do you like that, Flappy Ears?
Flappy Ears, listen. You are either a skunk or a snake in the grass, and to show you I'm a regular fella...
Yes?
You can have your choice.
Don't talk to me like that, Flappy Ears. I was 10 years with Ziegfeld, 6 years with Sam Goldwyn, 3 years with Chase and Sanborn, 2 years with Texaco.
What's the matter? Can't you hold a job?
People are liking me from New York to California.
What's New York? Nothing. I'm not liking New York. I'm not liking California. I'm not liking this country. I'm not liking the government. I'm not liking the people.
Well, if everything is so bad here, why don't you go back to Russia?
I'm not that crazy.
Before we go into the theater for the preview, let's see if there's anybody else we can
bring.
Hey,
Eddie, sing us a song, will you?
Oh, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We want Kansas.
All right, you got me. I'll sing. And if it's all the same to you, I'd like to sing the song that Alibaba sang to the African musicians 1,000 years ago when he predicted the birth of swing. Sing your hosannas.
Hosanna.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gabriel, sound your A. There's a great day coming to you 1,000 years from today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's when you get your chance to play like you all want to play. You'll set the tempo the world is gonna dance to 1,000 years from today. There's gonna be a Harlem. It's gonna be a Heidi heyday. Your ho-dee ho-day. Your moaning low day too. There's gonna be a Harlem. There's gonna be a dance called Truckin', and a dance called Peckin', and a crazy kind of lazy kind of dance called Susie Q. Here's how to do Truckin', here's how to do Peckin', and here's how to do the Susie Q. There's gonna be a Robinson with happy tappy feet. There's gonna be a Nellington with a weird primitive beat. Then there's gonna be a newfangled thing. The feet of the world will obey. They won't know what to call it, so they're gonna call it swing. 1,000 years from today. Everyone.
Everyone.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Will say swing is here to sway. You can't deny it, so choose your partner and dance. And you'll find there's rhythm in romance. Swing is here to sway. Don't alibi it. You know that music has charm, especially when love is in your arms. Who cares if spring is here? As long as swing is here,
is here to sway. Nothing can tie it. It's sweet, it's hot, and it's blue. If anyone should ask you what is new, say that swing is here to sway.
Swing is here to sway.
Can't deny it.
The Peter Sisters.
Swing is here to sway. You can't deny it. So choose your partner and dance. And you'll find there's rhythm in romance. Swing is here to sway. Don't alibi it. You know that music has charm. Especially when love is in your arms. Bom, bom, bom.
Who cares if swing is here? As long as swing is here.
Da 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 da. Those in favor say, la-ti-ha,
la-ti-ha,
la-ti-ho.
Tell.
We'll all tell them.
Spring is here to play.
Who cares if spring is here? As long as spring is here. All those in favor say lolly out.
Lolly out. Spring is here to play. Nothing can tie it. It's sweet, it's hot, and it's new. If anyone should ask you what is new, say that spring is here.
Thank you, my friends. And now here's Jimmy Wallington, the star of Heels Adrift, who is so thrilled tonight, maybe he'll say something. Go ahead, Jimmy, go on.
Ladies and gentlemen, your automobile represents an important investment of money. To protect that investment, let a Texaco dealer help you keep your car in condition for safer, more enjoyable driving. Without cost, he will service your car under the new systematic Texaco method called Circle Service. And when he fills your tank with Fire Chief, you are assured of fast starts and quick pickup in any season, thus saving you money in the regular daily use of your car. And remember that more than 45,000 Texaco dealers are conveniently located in all of our 48 states. Drive in for Circle Service and high-quality Texaco products. Next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Picture starts immediately. Enter through both doors. This way, please.
Look, Mr. Brown, the picture's starting now.
Fine.
Look at Renard. Look at Renard and Fifi on the screen. Look at them. Will they look?
Goodbye, my American sailor boy. We have had such a wonderful time.
Adios, Frenchie. It's good to laugh even though my heart is breaking. I've always hidden my tears, but now I am forced to let myself go and cry my heart out. Boo-hoo.
Oh, please, please don't get hysterical. Soon we shall be together again, big boy.
Stop it. Stop it. It is breaking me up. Oh, dearest, when I leave, please don't think of me as I am now. Always remember as I once was. A gay, carefree lad, light-hearted and fancy-free. Ha-ha, ha-ha. Well, enough of this gaiety. I must be off.
Mr. Cantor, 50% of the audience have left the theater.
That's only half of it. The other 50% are leaving now. Look.
Let's listen to what they're saying.
I want my money back. This is the worst thing I've ever saw.
Say, wait a minute. You can't rip that seat out.
Listen, buddy, I paid 50 cents for this seat, and I'm taking it home. I'm going to get something for my money.
Oh, hello, Mr. Grauman.
I feel sorry for you and Mr. Cantor.
Sorry? You mean about the people leaving the theater?
People? Huh. The footprints of the stars just got up and walked out of the lobby.
Well, Mr. Cantor, it looks like your picture is a flop in every way.
Well, the government is out $1 million on my project.
What are you going to do about it?
Just sit tight and see.
Hello, Eddie. I want to speak to you.
Oh, Mr. Brown, I want you to meet the head of the motion picture producers, Mr. Darrell Warner Mayer.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you.
Eddie, you're going to ruin this industry. I'll give you $3 million if you stop producing these PU pictures.
$3 million? I can get more than that from the fumigating companies.
Here's my last offer. On behalf of the Producers Association, I'll give you $5 million if you quit producing pictures entirely.
It's a deal. Send the check in the morning.
Okay, goodbye.
I knew that would happen. I figured.
Why, think of it. $5 million on $1 million investment. Why, that's 400% profit. Nobody makes 400% profit.
You never had a steak at the Trocadero.
I know, but 400% profit. Why, the government would be glad to... I'll take it. Hello? Yes, this is Brown. You heard it all over the radio? Oh, I don't know. He's a busy man. Well, I'll ask him. Mr. Cantor, Washington wants you to head a new department for raising, spending, and investing the nation's money. Will you take it?
Yes, I'll take it. Goodbye.
That's fine. They'll have an office ready for you. The head of the Department of Public Economy.
Department of Public Economy. I can see the sign over my door now. Eddie Cantor, D-O-P-E. Oh, I'm telling you. Now I've got to get ready to leave. Got to pack my grip, going to make a trip. Go to Santa Fe Station, make a reservation. Take the train now, then arrive Sunday night. So long, everyone. Don't forget to write.
Red Cap, sir? You looking for a quarter?
Yes, take the bag, boy. Here's a tip, a quarter.
Right this way, sir. What's your destination?
Washington, D.C., the capital of the nation.
Washington, sir?
Yes, Washington, sir.
The White House, sir?
No, the doghouse, sir.
Washington, 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 Washington.
I'm on my way to Washington to run the DOPE to bring back prosperity. I'm on my way to Washington. My Ida's glad I got the job. Why should she begrudge it? I'll bring home samples from the mint so she can balance her budget.
We want heaven. We want heaven.
I'm on my way to Washington. I'll take the whole gang along. We'll run this country with song. We'll entertain the congressman. When Fifi does her bubble dance, there'll be some commotion. Even the Republicans will second Fifi's motion.
We want heaven.
I'm on my way to Washington. Tell Congress not to adjourn till they give Cantor his turn. I'm on my way to Washington. Tell Beach Willie the Weeper that things will be cheaper. We'll take out our axes and chop off some taxes. There's income tax and algo tax. There's a tax on shacks and a tax on slacks. There's a gasoline tax and carpet tax. But there's even a tax on stomach attacks. Wisecrack tax, knick-knack tax. No wonder the people are flat on their backs.
I'm on my way to Washington.
I'm going to lay down the law. I'm going to help Morgenthau.
I'm on my way to Washington.
I'll make a lot of tax reforms. At least I will begin some. Then you will have no income tax. In fact, you'll have no income.
He's on his way to Washington.
We'll all want to find out what happens when Eddie gets to Washington and becomes Director of Public Economy. So let's be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another broadcast starring his honor the mayor, Eddie Cantor. And next time, try a Texaco deal. The voices of Greta Garbo, Fred Allen, Jack Benny, Bo Carter, and Katharine Hepburn were portrayed on this program by impersonators. The Mad Russian, as usual, was played by Burt Gordon. James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California. Good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. WABC, New York.